favore.
But I don't need to know. I don't think I need to. Whatever I have to say is not in, it's not in the text. Chazal Ashok. And this Shabbat, it says Shulchan Aruch, it's called Shabbat HaGadol. It doesn't say anything in Shulchan Aruch what it means. Shulchan Aruch just say, it's called Shabbat HaGadol. The Shabbat HaGadol, in regular Hebrew, you don't say Shabbat Gadol, you say Shabbat Gdola. Shabbat usually is a female. You don't say Shabbat Aruch, you say Shabbat Aruka. You don't say Shabbat Yafeh, you say Shabbat Yafa. Usually in Hebrew, Shabbat is a female, it's not a male. So Shabbat HaGadol means, must be something else. It can be Shabbat HaGadol, means Gadol means big. So it can be Shabbat HaGadol, so it can be Shabbat Gdola. It's not Shabbat HaGadol. So it's based on the last sentence so-called in the Tanakh. This is Navi Malachi, this is after all if you read. And now Elohim Shodach Lachem et Eliyahu Navi, I'm going to send Eliyahu Navi. Gifnei bo yom Hashem HaGadol v'Anora. So this is, I'm going to send you Eliyahu Navi before the big day come. So the big day that's going to come, so again, it's a day, it's not the Shabbat. But it said, called the Shabbat HaGadol. Again, in Shulchan Aruch, when you read, usually Shulchan Aruch says something, and Shulchan Aruch says what you got to do, it's called Shulchan Aruch. But here it doesn't say what it is. It says, Shabbat lifnei Pesach, the Shabbat before Pesach, you call it Shabbat HaGadol. Some Chachamim they want to offer what it means is you say Shabbat Shalom, you say Shabbat Shalom Gadol. But again, what does it mean exactly? Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it. I mean, what does it make what it's called? He says you call it Shabbat HaGadol, and if you don't call it Shabbat HaGadol, so what if you call it Shabbat HaGadol? Maybe the most important part in Leil HaSeder, according to Shulchan Aruch, is really the wine. And that's the halakha. As it says in the Mishnah, as it says in the Rambam, that wine you must have on the night of Leil HaSeder. What it means is like this, if you don't have any money, so the halacha is you don't have to go and borrow money to make Pesach, not to participate so-called in the sacrifice of Pesach, neither to borrow money to go purchase matzot or maror. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvot if we can afford it. If you cannot afford it, you don't have to go. You don't have to do it. This is one of the few that you have to have is wine. This is what the Mishnah says. If Chatulah Marba Kosod, you should know, a poor person comes, he has no money. He has no money to buy anything, so it doesn't matter. He doesn't have to have matzah, he doesn't have nothing, he doesn't have to do anything. One thing he must have is wine. Not only just he has to have wine, he has to have 4 cups of wine. Not only has to have 4 cups of wine, he has to drink the 4 cups of wine, so-called through the Haggadah. That means he cannot just drink all 4 of them in one time. A regular person that has everything, so the first cup is the Kiddush, the second cup is called Gaal Israel, it's just before the meal, then one after the meal, one at the end of the Seder. But you cannot just not drink all the 4 cups together. Which is what is behind it. And what is so important that the poor person must have wine. He must have it. Matzah he doesn't have to have. But the wine he has to have. Huh?
More important matzah?
More important matzah. It's halacha. How important it is to say Shulchan Aruch. If you don't have any money, says the Rambam, you don't have any money. She says, go sell one piece of your garments. Go rent yourself to be a slave. That's a slave, you know, what we call a slave. It means go rent yourself outside, go work for somebody, he should give you some money, and with this money you go purchase wine. That's how important it is, wine. If nobody gives you wine, you have to get wine. And I'm going to get wine. He says, go to a pawn shop, give you a jacket, and says, this is for giving for my jacket some money, go to the wine store and buy some wine for Pesach. That's more important than anything else. This is what's really behind it that's so important about this wine. The wine that really we find in the Torah in certain occasions, it's a little bit very strange. For example, the Torah tells us that when the brothers came down to Egypt and they didn't recognize Yosef yet, so Yosef gives them drink a wine, and the Torah emphasized that they drank and they got drunk with Yosef. Of course, the Torah is not a storybook. It's not important that the brothers came to Egypt, they don't recognize Yosef. The Torah should say, you know, but it's too much to win more. So the Torah, you know, they drank with Yosef, they got drunk with Yosef. So why the Torah tell you this? It's not important. Not only that, the Gemara says that since the brothers sold Yosef, they never had wine. Never drank wine. Neither Yosef drank wine. Here they came. So again, Yosef recognized them. So, you know, because he recognized them, so he can drink wine. But they don't know who Yosef is. All of a sudden they drink wine. So the Gemara, well, he didn't drink wine till today. So Ham said, well, you know, Yosef so-called forced us to drink wine. So because Yosef is the king, I had to listen to him. Because if the king commands something, you got to listen. And Yosef so-called forced them to have wine. He said, what was the purpose? That Yosef forced them to have wine. And not only that wine, the Torah says they got drunk. Don't mean they got drunk. They got drunk when they did. But the Torah has to say such a thing. Why they got drunk? Of course, we all do know, it was kept, you know, to Noah. We all do know the story that Noah went into the Teva. Some of the Gemara says that Noah went into the Teva. He brought him inside the Teva a piece of a vineyard. He came outside, he planted it, and it grew grapes. He squeezed the grapes and became wine and he became drunk. And what the Torah wants to teach you? This is the Gemara says Noah was Isha Diktamim was the biggest. All of a sudden, the Torah says Isha Zamai, so-called, is a farmer. And says that's what he has in mind. When he goes into the Teva, that's what he has in mind. He says when I come outside, he wants to drink some wine. I says this is Noah the Tzaddik, that's what he has in mind. He says the world is going down the drain. He says he's going to be. Huh? You need another battery?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so in the meantime I'll drink some tea. You put it on the internet like this? Yeah? You can stop it for a minute. It's okay. It's very strange that Noah is the only survivor of this world that is going to make such a mistake. I mean, that's what he's going to do. Again, Hashem never told him to bring a branch of a vineyard. And the Gemara says that's what he was busy with. He came out of the Teva and says, where is my branch? And says, he wants to have wine. Well, you have to have wine. And then the Torah says, he gets drunk, and he is so-called erased from the history. And so what's behind it? So in Parashat Vayera, the Torah tells us about Lot. Lot was Abraham's brother-in-law, Abraham's nephew, was saved from Sodom and Gomorrah. Angels, can you imagine the high level a person has this merit that angels come and take him out of Sodom and Gomorrah, says that Zakimach is going to turn it over. He goes, he runs away. Tarsis runs away. Runs to the city Mitzar, Tzohar. He goes inside over there and he runs into a cave. He runs into a cave with his two daughters. He runs into a cave with two daughters, and the Torah says that the daughters found wine, a bottle of wine in the cave. But it was not a store. not a store, it's not a house, it was nothing. That is, from Shamayim an angel brought wine, put it in the cave. For what? An angel put wine in the cave. For what? For Lot to get drunk and to do things that he doesn't know what he's doing. What is the purpose? For what? The same story almost we find in Parashat Todot, when Yaakov is going to get the brachot from Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu asked to bring him some meat. And the Torah says that all of a sudden Yaakov enters the room. He brings Yitzchak Avinu the meat that Rivka cooked. And the Torah says he brought wine as well. Says the Gemara, where do you get wine from? I said, your mother didn't give you wine. I said, Anton brought it from Shamayim, the special wine in Shamayim, it's called Yair HaMishumar. I said, from Gan Eden. From Gan Eden, Anton brought Yitzchak wine. Yitzchak did not ask for wine. So why do you have to bring Yitzchak wine? And even if he did, what do you have to know all these details that when Yitzchak wanted to give a bracha to Esav, and Yaakov came now and he is going to get a bracha, the Torah said, you should know, Yaakov brings him wine. I said, and if he didn't, what does it make to you? What do you have to know from me? The wine really, that this is the mitzvah to drink four cups of wine. Of course, we just had the Purim. It's also some kind of a mitzvah on Purim to have wine. It's the same questions, of course, at Purim as well. What is the wine exactly? Hanun came and told us that this is what the Kadosh Baruch Hu expects from us. Friday night to do Kiddush on wine. So what is the reason you have to do Kiddush on wine? What difference does it make? At the wedding, also, you have to say Borepi HaGefen on wine. This is Brit Milah, wine. Pinyon HaBen, wine. What is really the purpose of it? What that wine has to do with the mitzvot that we do, that Chachamim said you have to have wine. So the Gemara tells us a statement. The Gemara says the following. Rav Pinchas bin Yair, if you want to take a look at the Gemara, and the Gemara Bavli, it's Masechet Avodah Zarah, page 20. But on that sentence in the Gemara, Rav Pinchas bin Yair said, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato de Ramchal wrote his book, Mesilat Yesharim. This is the book, so-called, teaches us how to go and get to a certain point. As the book says, he writes in the introduction, he says, this is not something that I'm going to teach you and tell you something you didn't hear. I just want to explain to you certain things in your lifetime that you should reach a level. As in the start of the first thing is called the root. This is whatever you do, whatever you think, whatever you say, you have to be careful what came from your mouth, every act that you do, think about it. Then the next one is called Rizut, do it with a hurry, and it goes on through a few steps. You have to be pure, you have to be holy, you have to be chassid. He said, again, what is the purpose? And the purpose is to have Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh means the holy wind. This is a level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a few ways to connect to people. One of the ways is called Nebuah, it's prophecy, but this is a very high connection. A prophecy usually gets into the person's brain. It means it gets a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that message is 100%, there is no mistake. You can't have any mistake in it. This is the lower level of this so-called connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's called Ruach HaKodesh, it's called Holy Wind. That means that you don't know for sure 100%, but it seems that you know what Hashem wants you to know. But the people had Ruach HaKodesh, the people have Ruach HaKodesh, they said this is a special thing. Since the Gemara says in the book Mitzvot Yesharim, you should know all those steps that a person should take in his lifetime is to reach that level called Ruach HaKodesh. It means you sit down, you know certain things, you know Hashem wants you to know I said, how far can it go? You know, how far can it go? This is one of the Chachamim, one of the Rabbanim. And, you know, for example, there's a lot of these. I mean, it's not a story, but you know, there's how far can you have Ruach HaKodesh? I said, somebody was walking on the street with his student. He said, you know, I can tell you how many leaves there are on the tree. So his student asked him, well, how can I prove you wrong? I said, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you how many leaves are on the tree, and then you go and pick a few leaves and put in your pocket, and then I'll tell you how many leaves are on the tree right now. Well, in pure Ruach HaKodesh, it was Mahir Diskin in Yerushalayim. It was the rabbi in Brisk in Europe. A lot of people have it. I mean, had it. Let's call it a level of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, called Ruach HaKodesh. This is the holy way. So let's come to Gemara and say, you should know, according to your habits, according to your behavior, you can reach Ruach HaKodesh. I said, okay, listen, I didn't Ruach HaKodesh, and I don't care less. Let me do what I want. I don't Ruach HaKodesh. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know, Ruach HaKodesh brings you so-called to Tchiyat HaMetim. It means like this. The Mashiach will receive an explanation. When Mashiach will come, the dead ones will rise. As well as the Gemara, whoever is alive in the time of Mashiach, it's going to be a point that everybody has to fall on the floor dead for a second and get up. Let's take the Rav from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they told Adam HaRishon, Ki Afar Ata Vel Afar Tashuv, he says, you have to die. Even if you're alive, you have to die for a second. Especially the ones that died before. That says, but so-called the merit for you to get up, it's called Tchiyat HaMetim, is prior to so-called to your death, your Ruach HaKodesh. It means Ruach HaKodesh is a level that the person should reach in his lifetime in order for him to have the merit to get up after Mashiach will come. So therefore, a person cannot say, I don't need this holy wind, this kind of Ruach HaKodesh, I don't need it, let's say I do what I want. Listen, if you don't have it, if you're not going to have it, what it means is the merit to get up when Mashiach will come from the grave, it's almost impossible. So this is really what the person needs. And that's the book that Hashem is built on, and that's what Pinchas Ben writes in the Gemara. It's so important to have Ruach HaKodesh. Don't Ruach HaKodesh, okay, so now I want to get it. So here comes the book, and I tell you, do this. When you read the book, it's a very long way. Very long way. And how do you know you're going to get it? You don't know you're going to get it. And comes Ari, comes the Zohar and says, you should know, the night of Pesach, it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can reach that level. So that's really the secret of the night of Pesach. So when you prepare yourself for Leil HaSeder, it's not to eat the matzah. It's not to eat the maror. It's not to drink the wine. Is what we have to get that night. And since that night you get so-called Ruach HaKodesh. You get a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the level that a person can reach on that night. And by the way, this is the level, that night of Pesach, this was a night that constantly we had miracles in generations. So a miracle, you think, you know, Hashem made me a miracle. Hashem saved Chizkiyahu from Sanherib with millions of soldiers came to destroy Yerushalayim. Hashem saved Daniel at that night from the lions. Hashem saved Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah from the fire. Hashem took us out of Egypt. I said, you should know the secret of a miracle. It means a connection. It happened a miracle to somebody. I said, you know, I was in a very bad situation. Something happened. I said, what really happened? It's a miracle happened. Well, what happened? A miracle. A miracle means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu collected himself to you and he did something for you. It didn't happen. I had a miracle. So Hashem made a miracle. So Hashem made a miracle, it means he had a connection with him. That connection is called Ruach HaKodesh. In that particular moment, so-called he had a connection. He had Ruach HaKodesh. You knew something. You felt something. Hashem granted you something. He says, that's called a miracle. Just coming out of Egypt is a miracle. Coming out of a fire, it's a miracle. coming out from a war alive, it's a miracle. But really what it means is, it's called Ruach HaKodesh, it means a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu via so-called, what we call, holy winds. And this is really during the year time, and this is the book is called Mizrach Hashanim that Ramchal wrote. What really means is, you know, you have to get to that level. But to that level is a big job, is a tremendous job. As you read the book, it's unbelievable how hard you have to work on yourself to reach that level that you can say, okay, I'm done this. It's a whole, some kind of guide, how to behave, how to walk, how to talk, how to do, how to move. It's endless. And by the time you finish the book, you already forgot what it says in the beginning. Since the night of Pesach, it's a present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Zohar, this is the night HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up the Shemaim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called, give us the connection. And that's what the Haggadah says. When we came out of Egypt, it means with a connection. The Zohar says the night that we came out of Egypt was light the whole night. It was no darkness. It means it was light. It was not light. It was no kind of light. It was not sunny outside. And so this light, this is the first light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. On the first day of creation, it means the connection. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is light. And so everybody so-called looked outside and said, well, light outside. What kind of light is this? And so this is the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means the connection. So that's really the night of Pesach. That's what we should expect. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this night. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares less if you eat matzah or you don't eat matzah. So all those things that you have to do is only to reach that level. So you reach that level, it means the connection with you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very strong connection. You reach the level of Ruach HaKodesh without the book, Mitzvah Sharim, without this, what the Gemara says, the level that you have to go through in your lifetime. This is the most important part in this. This is the Gemara Masechet Eruvin. If you have Gemara Masechet Eruvin at home, you can look at I believe page 65. It says you should know the wine does that. It says the wine does it, but you have to know how to drink wine. Like you say, people don't know how to drink. And if you give somebody a glass of Shiva's liquor, he drinks, he becomes drunk. The other guy, he knows how to drink, he doesn't get drunk. It says, in order to reach, so Kim Chachamim said, let me tell you something. It says, that thing that you aim, that you want to get on that night, what we call the Ruach HaKodesh, says the Gemara, yeah, you should know. This is what wine is going to do to you. This is really the purpose of drinking wine. All over, anytime, and for any mitzvah. And this is the purpose, the Chachamim said, you must have wine. Because really the wine does it. This is in a quick way, you have to get to a certain so-called situation that the wine goes inside your head. There's a place in the head, says the Zohar, that the wines open up. And the night of Pesach, when you drink the wine, this is for sure a connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ruach HaKodesh. And therefore, says the Gemara, you should know that if you have wine, you should know wine gets you, it's called, to the place, to the thing, to the situation, it's called Da'at. Da'at. Da'at means knowledge. To know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi in Parashat Kitisa, if you remember, a few weeks ago Rashi said that the Bezalel was granted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Da'at Tvuna Chochmah Tvuna Da'at, Rashi says Da'at Ruach HaKodesh. It says, well, in the Tefillah, it says, Atah Chonen Adam Da'at. The same explanation means, you say, you know, Yishmaneh, so it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you give us Da'at. This is Baruch Atah Hashem Cholen Adat. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you give us Da'at. Da'at means knowledge. This is what the big deal says. It means, you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Baruch Hashem, I have a brain, and Baruch Hashem, I use it, Baruch Hashem, I'm smart. This is the depth of the Shemoneh Esrei is not the knowledge. It's not that Hashem gives you Da'at. Hashem gives you Da'at really means Ruach HaKodesh. It means the Holy Wind. And that's what we pray. That's what Chachamim, when they made the Shemoneh Esrei, the first thing, the first Racha, they said, that's what we want. We want a connection with you. And the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Da'at. That's the idea. That's what we have to aim. And that's what we have to pray all the time. We want to have a connection. We don't want to lose so-called this holy wind. Please, let us stay with you because this is the goal. And that's what when Mashiach will come. This is the Malah Aretz Da'at Hashem. As the Navi says, when Mashiach will come, it's going to be knowledge all over. like the ocean. So what does it mean? So what does it mean? It's going to be knowledge so much. The depth of it, it says, the Zohar says, it means people will have a connection with the Lord. Everybody will have Ruach HaKodesh. 150 years ago, I don't know if I told you before, 150 years ago, a person arrived from China, from Tibet, to Europe. And he said he is from a tribe, it's called Bnei Moshe. Bnei Moshe. I said they live over there, they said from the time of first Beit HaMikdash. So he said that there are 96,000 people, more, this is... He said, but you should know a lot of people over there have Ruach HaKodesh. He stayed in Europe for Pesach. He came before Pesach, he stayed in Europe for Pesach, after Pesach he left. It was the time of the Ktav Sofer. 150 years ago. There's a whole story about him. It's written in the book. He says, the idea is that you should have what we call Ruach HaKodesh. You have connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you know what's going on and what does Hashem want from you. I said, that you get on the night of yourself. But that you get via the wine, says the Gemara in Masechet Eruvin. The wine does the job perfect. I said, but not every time, of course. And not the way that you drink, you know how to drink it. And that Chachamim came with a genius idea. It says that Chachamim so-called separated the wine in the Haggadah into four parts. It says the halacha is this. You have to have four cups of wine. So whatever the reason is right now. But the Gemara says, you can't have it one after the other. This is why I can't have it one after the other. He says, no, you have to have it one in the beginning, and then one before the meal, and one after the meal, and one at the end of the seder. I said, what's behind it? What difference does it make if Hashem, Chachamim said it, I should have four cups, have one after the other, finish, at the end of the seder, in the beginning, in the middle? No, it's not. It's in the system. Because Aril says that what it means. The system that Chachamim made for you, it's a secret. And the secret is, if you do that way, this is where you're going to get Ruach HaKodesh, then you're going to get the connection. So therefore, that's how important is the wine. And that's what Aril said, that's what Rambam said, that's what Halacha, that's what the Mishnah says, that you must have wine in the Lo Seder. Because really, the wine is the most important factor in the Lo Seder. All the other things that you eat is so-called helping, so-called the wine, if we may say, to digest or to hit the places in the brain. It says, but the real punchline of the Lo Seder is the wine. It says that is so-called goes to the Torah. So every time you find in the Torah wine, now you understand better what is the purpose. For example, if you want to know the secret why Yosef gave wine to the brothers. So the simple says, what it means like this. When Yosef sits down with the brothers, he recognizes the brothers, they don't recognize him. So what do you mean? What do you mean don't recognize him? Because the Gemara says, well, he left when he was young. Doesn't matter. What it means is that no Ruach HaKodesh. That is, if they would have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so if you have a connection, you don't have to see the guy's face, you know who is sitting in front of you. So they sit in front of you, and they don't know who Yosef is. You know who Yosef is? Yosef says, I'll give you wine. But instead to drink wine, the way they have to drink the wine, they got drunk. That's what Torah tells you. They got drunk. So what does it make? It means they have no Ruach HaKodesh. It happened to Noach the same thing. Noach wanted to have a connection. Noach knew the secret. Noach, when he went inside the Teva, he took with him a branch of a vineyard. He says, when I come outside, I need to have wine. And he says, Mr. Noach, what do you need wine for? What do you need wine for? Because via the wine, you have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Ruach HaKodesh. Again, he drank too much, he got drunk. So it means you missed it. And that's what Chachamim said. That I said, to be careful when you have a wine, not too much alcohol in the wine, not too much wine, don't drink too much wine during the meal, because you're going to get drunk. You get drunk, you miss it. That's what Chachamim said, the measurement, the amount, what you have is only four cups. Four cups, better don't have any more. He says, sometimes, you know, during the meal, you can have it, but he says, be careful with the wine. He says, it happened to Noah, he got drunk. It happened to the brothers, they got drunk. He says, Yaakov Avinu, when he goes to get the blessing from Yitzchak Avinu, he says, this was the night of Pesach. Says it was the night of Pesach. Yitzchak wants to give him a blessing to Esav. Yaakov comes, he brings the food, and then angel comes, bring him wine, says, give it to your father. And we'll give it to your father. Why you give it to your father? He says, Yitzchak should have Ruach HaKodesh. Says the Gemara, Yitzchak was blind, he had no Ruach HaKodesh. He says, he wants Yitzchak to Ruach HaKodesh, means collection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the blessing that's going to come out of Yitzchak's mouth, it's a blessing that so-called Hashem will put in Yitzchak's mouth, and Hashem will agree with the blessing. It says, therefore, an angel comes and it gives Yaakov a buckle. It says, Yaakov, this buckle is from Gan Eden. Give your father to drink wine. He says, why my father doesn't drink wine? He didn't order wine. He doesn't expect to bring wine. I just brought him a piece of meat. He says, no, give him the wine. This is the Torah tells you that Yaakov gave wine to Yitzchak, and that's how the blessings of the brachot came, because Yitzchak had the connection via the wine. Lot, for example, is the same situation. Lot ran away from Sodom and Gomorrah. He ran away. He ran to a cave with his two daughters. They got into the cave. They went to the cave and they saw the fire after the whole thing was finished. And says, no, the world was destroyed. Nobody was left. Can you imagine? You run away from a city and then you see it's a volcano or it's a big earthquake. You see the whole world is destroyed. That's what the daughters of Lot told themselves. He says, the war is over. It is only the only left in this world is my father and us. And they found a wine, a bottle of wine in the cave. He says, who brought this wine? It's an angel brought the wine. Why did the angel bring a wine to the cave? To Lot, for to get drunk? Of course not. If Lot would have known how much to drink, not too much, then he will have a connection. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him the message that the world was not destroyed. He carries, that is, the soul of Mashiach, and says, now you come outside of the cave, you go back to Abraham Avinu, you'll find yourself a wife, you'll find yourself what to do. Instead, he got drunk, so the whole thing tumbled down, This is really the idea of the wine. That's what Chachamim said. You should know that you say the Kiddush on wine. Shabbat you say Kiddush on wine. Because Shabbat, the Gemara says, it's called Me'en Olam Haba. It's 1/60th of Olam Haba is Shabbat. It says Olam Haba, where it reaches that stage, it says Olam Haba, it is a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chachamim said, you know, you make Kiddush on wine. That is because wine is a symbol that if you have the wine, you have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time, every mitzvah that you have, a wedding, great milah, b'yon haben, it says, you drink the wine. It says, what is the purpose? It says, for example, there's a brit milah, a baby has a brit milah. A brit milah means that you have the symbol for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means you say the bracha, you want so-called the baby to have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That says, B'yon HaBen is the same thing. That says, now the baby goes back to you after so-called you belong to the Kohen, so you want the baby to have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That says, it's a wedding. That says, a wedding, you say, Rabbi Yadiyah, it's the same idea. That says, you want the couple to have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of the wine. It's not just to say wine l'chaim. It's the wine, says the Gemara, has a tremendous power to know so-called the dat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means the Ruach HaKadosh. So this is really what Chachamim said. You know, this is how important the wine is. And of course, for Pesach, you know, you have to have a very special wine. Of course, the best is from Israel, and the best is the best share that you can have it. And the Shulchan Aruch said you should have red wine if it's possible, not white wine, not white. It's possible not too much sugar in the wine. It's all those ingredients is because for the connection. So the Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't care, they don't care less what kind of wine you have. It says, no, if you want to aim to have Ruach HaKodesh, to have this holy wind, so this is, you have to have so-called the best material for that. It says, the best material for that is the best wine. And then the Gemara says, this, if you're a poor person, doesn't matter. Matzah doesn't matter. Maror doesn't matter. Even second of the Pesach doesn't matter. The wine is important, because so-called the goal in that night is to have a connection. That's what Chachamim said, that's what the Zohar says, that's what the Talmud Yosef said, that this is the night of redemption. This is the night HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us a lot of times from our enemies. Started with Abraham Avinu, that Abraham Avinu chased the four kings and was able to release Lot from captivity. This is it happened the night of Pesach. I mean, this is that night. This is the night that Yitzchak Avinu was born. And no coincidence, because the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbat, you should know Yitzchak Avinu is so-called, he is the cause of Mashiach, of redemption, not Abraham, not in Yaakov. It's Yitzchak Avinu, says the Gemara Masechet Shabbat. He says, you should know Yitzchak was born this night, the night of Pesach. Yitzchak was born. This is the night that Yaakov got the bracha. This night he came out of Mitzrayim. This is the night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed millions of soldiers in the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. The Gemara said he was supposed to be Mashiach. It was the night of Pesach. This is the night Hashem saved Daniel from the lions. This is the night Hashem saved Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah from the fire. And there's more things that happened on that time. It's just to tell us that this is the night of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a celebration. It's not the youth like we came out of Egypt. And so people sit down and he says that they sit back and say, what are you doing with it? I'm going to read the history, what happened. It says, this is the special mitzvah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to read it. It says, it's called Haggadah Shoteh, Hashem wants you to say it. It says, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu care less? If I do or I don't, it says, you don't understand. Hashem doesn't really care less if you do or you don't. But this is for your benefit. This is the night of redemption. That's the night you should expect Hashem to help you the same way he helped Abraham Avinu, he helped Yaakov Avinu, he helped Chizkiyahu, he helped Daniel, he helped Hanan, he helped all these people in the night of Pesach. He says, that's the night of redemption. That's the biggest night of the year. He says, that's the night that the Zohar that was like outside. It was a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the night that Mashiach should come. That's the night that Rabbi should appear. And this is really the secret of the wine on Pesach. That's why you have to be very serious. Let us say that, says the Shnai in his book. He says, don't make jokes at the table. Don't talk some nonsense. He says, to have all the time so-called a hope. A hope, Mashiach comes tonight. Because Mashiach can come any night. But so-called the percentage of arrival of Mashiach on night of Pesach are by far much higher than any other day of the year. And again, this is, I already said, you know, that's the secret of the wine, that you should have those full cups of wine, the way it is in the Haggadah. Seriously, you drink it, not too much, and just to have this in mind, the reason for the wine is the reason what really HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the wine for Lot in the cave, sent an angel from Shemayim to give Yaakov to give to Yitzchak, and says this is what really Noach had in mind, is Tzadik Tamim, Noach as a Tzadik Tamim is not alcoholic, he doesn't need wine, he wants to just have a connection, that's the secret of it. Comes the Gemara. Let's the Gemara Yerushalmi. If you have Gemara Yerushalmi, it's really lovely. It's Masechet Shekalim, page 9, by 2, and continues and says something that we don't have it in our Gemara Bavli so-called, but it's the Bavli also. It says the Gemara says that you should know what we mentioned before, that this Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, that he wrote so-called the stages, how to get the Ruach HaKodesh. It says Ruach HaKodesh, it's necessary for a person to have in order for him to reach the level that later he should be able to survive death and he'll get up. It's called Tchiyat HaMitim. By the way, Tchiyat HaMitim is not just, you know, when the person died. It's the Gemara says, excuse me 1 second. The Gemara says a story, if you remember, in Masechet Megillah, two Chachamim on Purim went sit down and drink wine. And one of them got up and took a knife and slaughtered his friend. Then he revived him. He revived him. So when you read the story of the Gemara, see the Gemara wrote the story. Come Rava Shachtele Rav Zera, was one of the biggest chachamim that we had, sat down with his friend, so not Purim, him, the two rabbanim sit down, they drink wine. One comes and takes a knife and slaughters his friend, the guy on the floor dead. Then the Gemara says, he revived him. Says the Gemara that the following year, he invited him again. He said, I'm not coming this year. So what happened? He said, I don't know if you'll be able to revive me. What do you mean by revive you? He says, what is the secret? Why the Gemara says this story? And he says, that's what it means. He says, the wine gives you a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says that the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is necessary for revival. He says the revival is not to revive only when Mashiach will come, you get up. The revival means you can revive yourself. When you chas shalom, a person is sick, chas shalom, a person is in a bad situation, it's Ruach HaKodesh, this holy wind, is a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here comes the Gemara, tell you a secret here. Two Chachamim and Purim sit down, they have wine together. One said to the other guy, you want to see a magic? I'll show you something. Here's the knife, you see the knife? Cut his head off. I mean, hurt him. The guy fell on the floor dead. In 2 minutes, the guy is up. I says, what do you mean? What are you trying to tell me? I'm trying to tell me, says the Gemara, this is what the Gemara says. He says, Ruach HaKodesh Meviyah L'Tchiyat HaMetim. He says, if you have the connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you may revive the dead ones. That's how powerful it's called the holy wind that you have, that you carry inside this kind of energy inside. That energy you get from wine. And that's what the Gemara tells you, that this Chacham Rabbah invited his friend Rav Zerah, one of the giants of Am Yisrael, they sit down and they have wine, and all of a sudden one comes and slaughters the other one, and he falls on the floor dead, and he revives him. What is this, a joke? No, this is just for us. Rav Ashi wrote in the Gemara to teach us, that's really what the Gemara means. The Gemara means, Ruach HaKodesh brings you to Tchiyat HaMetim to revive dead ones. It doesn't mean to revive dead ones only when Mashiach will come. In our time, in your lifetime, you may revive yourself. That's how powerful the wine is. By the way, you should know that the Gemara says how important it is to have wine, that Rashi says in the morning. In the morning, the Rashi says in the Gemara, you know, the breakfast, you should have wine every morning. If you don't have wine, the Gemara says you should have water. Rashi says you should have wine. As a rule, of course, then they can tell you this, lower the cholesterol, and you can all kind of tricks. But the real secret of the thing that's called wine is called a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in the morning, you want so-called to survive the day, as says the Gemara, says Rashi, have a little wine. A wine in the morning is resume the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, called Ruach HaKodesh. It's a Chachamim says, it's good for your heart. Wine is good for your heart. Really, we know what the secret is behind it. Because the Zohar says, Bari says, what's called Ruach HaKodesh, this holy wind, Ruach is in the heart. That says, that's what it means. It says, when you have wine, your connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very strong. That says, that is the problem. Comes the Gemara and says, I want to continue something. One more step. We like to think, this is our Emunah, that's the way it says in the Gemara, in our Gemara, that before Mashiach will come, Eliyahu Nevi has to come before and announce Mashiach will come. So people take it for granted. That's when you read the Haftarah, Bezat Hashem di Shabbat, the sentence reads the following. I'm sending Eliyahu Nevi. Before Mashiach comes, Eliyahu Nevi comes. What he's going to do? He's going to bring people back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes the Gemara, Sefer Shkarim says, you should know, I tell you what. It is all this, what we spoke, the levels, the habits that the person has to have to reach the level, it's called Ruach HaKodesh, to have this connection. It is, this is for you to reach the level of revive the dead ones. Comes the Gemara Shalom, you should know, says the Gemara says a story like this. It says it was a war. In time of Shaul HaMelech was a war. And Shaul HaMelech got dressed up, so nobody should know who he is. And he went to a magician lady, Malat Ov. He came to the magician lady, and this was maybe the only leftover magician lady, because Shaul killed everybody. And Shaul came inside, she didn't recognize him, and he said, I'm here to ask you to do something for me. I said, what you want? And this is a guy that died. His name is Shmuel. This is Shmuel Anavi. I want you, it's called Balatov, I want you to bring his neshama back now. So she brings his neshama, and all of a sudden you see so-called image of this Shmuel. Says the Gemara that Shmuel goes and asks Shaul, he speaks to him. He says, why did you do it? So why did you bring me? I was in Gan Eden. So Shaul says, listen, there's a war going on between us and the Palestinians, and I wanted to know, should I go to the war? Says the Gemara, The Shmuel tells him, I want to explain to you something what happened. When this lady now just brought my neshama from Gan Eden, I felt somebody is pulling my neshama. I ran in Gan Eden to Moshe Rabbeinu. I said, Moshe, please. He said, Moshe asked him, what happened? So Shmuel said, I think that this is the big day of judgment. It's called Yom Hadin HaGadol. Comes the Gemara and says the following, you should know, that's what you should expect. Mashiach will come one day. Mashiach will bring Am Yisrael to Eretz Israel. Mashiach is going to build the destroy Amalek. Mashiach will build the Hamikdash. After that, the dead ones will rise. After that, it's going to be the big day of judgment. What does it mean? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though the ones that had so-called the married to get up from the grave, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going so-called to rejudge everybody to see if they have so-called the merit to say what we call Olam Haba. It's called Yom Hadin HaGadol, the big day. Says the Gemara that Shmuel Navi, that he was so-called brought up by that magician lady, he felt somebody is pulling his neshama out of Gan Eden. He went to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, listen, Moshe, says, I want you to come with me. Moshe said, where? So Shmuel said, I think that now it's time for Mashiach already. And Shaul was supposed to be Mashiach, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to rejudge everybody. Please come along with me. I want you to be my witness in the day of judgment that I did everything according to the law that you taught Am Yisrael. It's called Yom Hadin HaGadol. It says the Gemara, you should know, after that we're going to read, the last sentence reads like this. I'm going to send you Eliyahu HaNavi. Lifnei bo yom Hashem haGadol v'nora. Before the big day, says the Gemara Yerushalmi, you know what means? That doesn't mean Mashiach. It means after Mashiach. After the dead ones will rise. That's going to be the biggest day. And that's the biggest day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to rejudge everybody to see if they have the merit to stay with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called Olam Haba. Says the Gemara Yerushalmi, you know, that's not really what it means. I said, listen, first you have to so-called train yourself with all those habits to be quick, to be pure, to be clean, to do kindness, everything. Then you get Ruach HaKodesh. After you get Ruach HaKodesh, you're going to survive and you're going to get up when Mashiach will come. But that's not the end. The end is, it's called Yom Hadin HaGadol. It's called Shabbat HaGadol. Shabbat HaGadol refers to Yom Hadin HaGadol. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know that after that you're going to read this Shabbat. The Shabbat Chol HaMoed is the Haftarah from Yechezkel HaNavi that talks about reviving so-called the dry bones. Yechezkel HaNavi was once called by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a valley, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him the whole valley full of bones. And he asked Yechezkel HaNavi, you think those bones can stand up as steeper? And Yechezkel said, Hashem, you know better than me. Says the Navi, Yechezkel, that all of a sudden, a lot of people got up from those bones, over 200,000 people. He says, this is just words, a message for us, what it means, life after death, revive the dead ones. That paragraph in the Navi Yechezkel, we're going to read on Shabbat Chol HaMoed, on Pesach. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you know why? Because we have emunah, we have belief, that Nisan is time of revival. It is Mashiach supposed to come. After Mashiach will come, Hashem will revive the dead ones. And then it's going to be the big day of judgment. It says, this is called Shabbat HaGadol, says that in the preparation for this Shabbat, this is called Shabbat HaGadol. The word Shabbat HaGadol, not Shabbat HaGadola. This is Shabbat HaGadol, means to refer that this, from this Shabbat you have to prepare yourself for redemption the night of Pesach. Resume the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ruach HaKodesh via the wine. Then, after you have Ruach HaKodesh, it says, you are so-called a candidate for Tchiyat HaMetim to revive yourself when Mashiach will come and everybody might die for a second and get up, you will have the merit to get up, and then it's going to be the day of judgment. It's called the Shabbat of Chol HaMoed, it's called the day of judgment, and that's what we're going to read about, so-called Yom Hadin HaGadol, the big day of judgment. It is, that's the purpose of this holiday. It's not to remember we came out of Egypt, it's not to remember the miracles, it's the consequences, and the result is to see the HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually made us a miracle. We came out of Egypt. What it means really, that we have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What it means is we have Ruach HaKodesh. It means the preparation to reach that level that the dead ones will rise. This dead ones will rise is not the end. The end is Eliyahu HaNavi comes again. He's going to come again to help us to survive the big day of judgment. And that's really the last sentence in the Tanakh. When Mordechai and Shimon are going to put the Tanakh, put the Bible together. The last sentence of the Tanakh says, what is the, how does Tanakh end? The Tanakh ends, the Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come. And when is going to come? It's going to come the second time. First it's going to come before Mashiach will come. And then Mashiach will come. And then all of Israel will go to Eretz Israel. And then you destroy Amalek. And then you have Beit HaMikdash. And then the dead ones will rise. And then the Eliyahu HaNavi will come again. And the Eliyahu HaNavi is going to convince you to teshuva in order for you to survive so-called the big day of judgment, that's called Olam Haba. And this is really what Nisan on this month is all about. What the Gemara says, Nisan is a month of redemption. What it means is the so-called destination is not coming out of exile, is to survive the big day of judgment, what Shmuel HaNavi was so afraid of it, that he called Moshe and said, Moshe, come help me, help me. He said, that's the big day of judgment. So this is, that's how important it is. General Seder says, Ari, it is drink the wine with seriousness. And you have the cup of the wine, according to the, what it says in the Haggadah. First is the Kiddush, and then after the Kiddush, you say the Haggadah. He says, don't drink one after the other. You don't drink too much. You drink too much, it's going to be like Lot, you got drunk, like the brothers with Yosef, like Noah got drunk. He says, you missed the connection. So you have to have in your head, Ari says, the whole time the Oral Seder, I said, what is really what I do now? It's not that I read the story of the Haggadah, what happened a few thousand years ago with my poor fathers. It says, they went to Egypt. It's not important. It says, you have to know, why did it happen? It did happen because of connection, resuming connection. It says, this means it's for your benefit. It's not because I need you or don't need you. It's how you survive death. That's how you survive tragedies, is via the connection. That's the night that you can get the connection very easy. It says, during the year time, you take the book, it's called Mesilat Yesharim, The Path of Righteous, and you have to read it, and you have to walk on yourself, and say, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. It says, it's a whole kind of conditions and directions and guidance, how to reach. The night of Pesach is easy. It says, the wine does the job. And Chachamim know how to do it, and that's what they said. It says, drink the wine slowly, not too much, in between what we call the Haggadah and the meal, and then you aim. It says, what you want? It says, I want to have a connection. Why you want to have a connection? Because the connection is called Ruach HaKodesh, it's called that. It says, that's what the wine does. It says, what you get after the connection? After the connection is called Tfilat HaMetim. It's supposed to have Tfilat HaMetim. This is why we read the Haftarah on Shabbat Chol HaMoed. It's called Tfilat HaMetim. It says, what you have after the Tfilat HaMetim? The big day of Yom Din HaGadol. It says, it's called Shabbat HaGadol. Not Shabbat HaGadolah, Shabbat HaGadol. This is the biggest day. The bigger Shabbat, it's not because it's the Shabbat, because it's the preparation from that Shabbat to reach that level, it's called Yom Din HaGadol. So this is the Arin Zizish, you should aim it, you should, on the Arin Zizish, you should be serious, happy, to destroy, you be happy, you're serious, you don't joke around, you talk only about coming out, this is emphasized, this is the night that I can survive, this is the night that Hashem will make us a miracle, Hashem can destroy all the Arabs. It's going to have one little earthquake and tsunami and all the Arabs, and then when you get up in the morning, there's no Hamas, no Arabs, no nobody. It says, that's the night Hashem did it to Sanhedrin. Millions of soldiers around Yerushalayim came from Iraq to destroy Yerushalayim. Chizkiyahu HaMelech said, listen, tonight is Pesach, help you do the job. He went to sleep, in the morning everybody was dead. It says, it's because it means that night of Pesach, you have the wine, you do what I said, you resume the connection, you lose the connection, this is the redemption, this is the so-called the success of the whole year around depends on that night. It's called Da'at. It's listed to Kavanah, you should have Cholin Adam. It says in Shmuel, it says, Hashem, you give us Da'at, you give us knowledge, it means we have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the connection is not the collection, it's to survive tragedy, to survive death, again, to survive Sokoli Vajim HaKadosh. Chag Sameach. Thank you.